put in a revolver or in a pistol.
The car was what kind of pistol you had. What make it was a 22, a 44, a 32.
Well,
they used bullets.
They used bullets. Mm-hmm. What I was wondering was what would be the difference between a bullet and a cartridge, for example?
A cartridge.
Uh-huh.
Well, they call like a 22. They call that a 22. They call that a cartridge.
Uh-huh.
A cartridge. Mm-hmm. Those small 22s.
Did you ever see something for children to play on that would it'd be like a board laid across a stump?
A seesaw?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever see...
Played on them anyway.
Oh, you played on them?
Sure, on them seesaw.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about something sort of like that, except the board would be fastened at one end, and it would go around and round?
Well, we'd call them merry-go-rounds. Mm-hmm. Just what we'd call them, merry-go-rounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, how about something where they would tie ropes to a tree and then put
that was a swing, put a board in it and sit in there and swing. Mm-hmm. We'd call that a swing.
You know about everything. Well, you mentioned that they in later years started using coal to burn out in the country. Mm-hmm. What would you carry coal in?
Oh, we had a scutter. You call a scutter. Mm-hmm. And you'd tote your coals in that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then what would run, like if you had a stove, what would run from the stove to the chimney? Like that kind of pipe. What do you call that kind of
pipe? That's a pipe.
Just a pipe.
Stove pipe.
Stove pipe.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, do you remember something that, like a little small vehicle sort of, that would have like one wheel and two handles and you hold it up like this? People would put bricks or something for heavy things.
Wheelbar.
Yeah, they
used them too. Way back down the wheelbars.
Mm-hmm. Well, now to, if they had something, like an axe, what would they sharpen it with?
They had what you call a grinding stone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Grinding stone. We had one of those. You pour some water on it as you turn it. Mm-hmm. And put the axe there and grind it, you know, sharpen it like that. That'll sharpen it real sharp.
Mm-hmm. What about a small rock like that they could carry maybe out in the field with them, that they could just use out in the field on something? Did they ever have a rock?
Well, they had some small rocks.
Wet rock or anything?
Yeah, like that's what you call a wet rock. Mm-hmm. But mostly when you went to the field, for your hoe, you carried a fire.
Mm-hmm.
You fired your hoe.
Mm-hmm. Now, to keep a baking pan from sticking, what did you do to it?
Well, we just always wrench it out real good with hot water or something. Mm-hmm. And that's all we know back in those days. Yes, you could grease it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't bake something that you really want to tear up, you would grease it and sprinkle a little flour in it.
Mm-hmm.
Shake it around, sprinkle that flour all in the pan, so and then get it kind of hot so it wouldn't stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then naturally it would come out, whatever you're cooking, you know, mm-hmm. baking anything, would come out much better that way.
Well, what did you grease it with?
You grease it with, well, whatever you wanted to, lard or butter, mm-hmm. whatever you wanted
whatever
to.
Whatever you wanted to, whatever particular thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, if you were to get lard or something all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
greasing.
And what did they burn in the lamps? You were telling
me. Coal oil.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Coal oil.
Well, now then, in later years, when they began to have electricity, now in a lamp, what would the lamp burn?
What? Coal oil, all I ever know to burn
in
a lamp.
And then after they got electricity, like in the ceiling, now mm-hmm. What would you put in the ceiling? After they had electricity,
we had put bugs up there, you know, just like
and
you
just
do
like
now.
They do now.
Yeah, uh huh.